podcasts. Oh, you can look for exits, but there aren't any. Consider this your podcast of no return. So you might as well sit back and relax while you listen to tales of the odd, weird, unexplained, and just plain creepy. But beware, you never know what's around each and every corner. Now here are Todd, Sean, and Nate, and they are middle-aged and creeped out.
Hello there, creepies. Welcome to episode 29. Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. Sean, Nate, how you guys doing?
Sean Nate, who's that?
Sean Nate.
Sean Nate.
Sean Nate.
Sean Nate.
Sean Nate.
Sean Nate O'Connor.
I'm good.
Threw you off a little bit. See,
I know. Head. I'm all like verklempt over here.
You didn't pay attention to your nose.
It's funny.
What notes?
It's like everybody calls.
What notes?
We don't. Whoa, back up.
Everybody calls my boys Parker Dane.
Yeah.
Parker Dane.
It's not Parker and Dane. It's Parker Dane.
Parker Dane.
I used to get called Chad Sean Heather. Or Chad Heather. Or it was Chad Heather Sean or something. You know, anything but my actual name. Yeah.
Your mom and dad did that? Or
yeah, they did.
Because my dad would he'd get mad at one of us. He'd say, Steve, Jeff.
They'd get,
Becky. I'm like, Becky.
I'm not even a girl.
Shasta. I'm like, wait, now you're calling me the dog's name. Yeah, oh, my gosh.
I used to think it's because they didn't like me, but now I have kids that do the same exact thing.
Oh, I do, too.
I know all the time. Jenna does it, too. So
Elijah, get, or, ain't, or, dope. What's your name? Olivia, Dad.
Olivia, get over here. I start numbering them. Number one, stop. My first. I'm on, I guess.
Number one, number two.
I'm not going to go any further on that joke.
So, yeah, so I threw you off. Sean,
you
Nate,
threw me
how
off.
You doing?
Yeah, doing good.
It's so not easy to throw me off the trail.
Squirrel.
Squirrel.
Speaking of, before we started recording.
Don't start.
You are a wild man tonight. Even more than usual.
I don't know why
listeners,
I have any
creepies. He is wackadoo.
I've had about three of those mints.
He's eating my mints.
What are they laced with something?
Well, wintergreen lifesavers and just sugar.
Ooh, I love wintergreen.
I thought I was being more behaved, but I guess I'm wrong.
He is wild.
He is wild.
Keep your hands to yourself.
Wild and crazy. Yeah, I need to sit on my hands on it.
And so, so we haven't talked about the weather in a while. It is what?
In a while, last week.
Since what? Episode 28?
It's been really, really hot, and then today's been really, really wet.
Uh-huh. And a little chilly.
And cold.
Yeah.
And
chilly.
It went from the 90s over the weekend and hot to 55 raining and blowing.
It was really hot, which, I mean, I like hot weather, but whoa.
Yeah, it was burning hot.
Because we went, we're talking about the local festival here, and we did that. And straight to his soccer game, we just couldn't get a break.
Which you had a stage 5 clinger there, remember?
Yeah, some weirdo
some psycho
shows up. A cute little girl. I mean, she was cute, but the guy was a little creepy.
Yeah. Well, I even said,
I don't
like,
want to mention his name, but his initials are Sean Lehman.
Yeah. Oh, it's me. Yeah. I even said, I was like, hey, since we're like back to back at games here, you know, do you mind you and Amy if I like just hang out a little bit? And you're like, yeah, I guess so.
We're like,
crap. Can't get rid of this guy.
Don't make it weird.
Well, wait a minute. That's my life.
Yeah. We even let him sleep.
I made this awkward.
Sleep, yeah. I thought he was because they started getting a blanket out.
And who's throwing who off now? Huh?
Yeah. We let him stay under the canopy that we had.
Wasn't that nice?
Yeah, okay. Sun,
you tried to give me a chair, and I'm like, nope, I'm a stander. Nope, I'm a sitter downer. I'm good.
Sitter downer?
Sitter downer on the floor.
Ella was cute.
Crisscross applesauce?
Yeah, we did. We had our little umbrella. We were good. We had our technology and our little umbrella and our blanket. We were good.
She thinks we're cool now that we're on TikTok.
She was
and I said,
shy.
I count on
you
to do some. Yeah, she was.
She was. It was funny.
She was cute. Yeah. And then I said, and they're like a dance, and we started doing. Yeah, I'm like, oh, I saw that. Yeah, it's like the.
It was because you made
what is that bump or something?
Man.
Oh yeah.
I remember from like back in the 50s or whatever.
Yes.
Hand drive. Type stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Threw Ella off is that you said, well, now I'm a really big deal. And then she was like, he is a really big deal.
Did I say that?
I don't know.
That's just kind of part of my.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm like, Ella, just so you know,
I did not
you
say
can
that.
Sit next to me, but I'm a really big deal. I'm just teasing.
No, she was. It was fun. Yeah. Because William was playing behind us. And yeah, it was nice to talk. Yeah. And my boy was playing.
Elijah was doing amazing over there. Yeah. The whole team was.
So, yeah, it was fun. It was a good weekend, but exhausting. I've had an exhausting 2 weeks. So,
yeah.
Everything going all right, though, with you guys?
Things are good.
Yeah.
Good.
you said we kind of gave each other a report before, and you're like, I'm still going to ask you again.
Yeah.
We're good. That's part of the... We are. I'm excited to be here. I mean, I know that's kind of like new. That's not.
I didn't see that.
But
no, it is exciting.
I can't wait to get here half the time.
Yep.
All the time.
Wait for the evening of Wednesday nights.
Oh yeah.
And this is a great night to record since it is nasty and it is spooky. Yeah. Chilly out and it is spooky.
Two nights ago it was darker earlier.
You know?
It was the full moon and I was walking Jude and it was, you could see the full moon and the clouds going over it. And there was a wind, there was just enough breeze and wind going through. And it was, I was like thinking I was going to run into some kind of a specter or something. So
hear anything howl?
I didn't. Well, just me. Oh, I mean, besides me.
Just Sean.
Jude's like, cut that out, Dan. You're embarrassing me.
I've got buddies around
anywhere.
Here,
man.
I got
other dogs, man.
I got a reputation to uphold. So, Creepies, yeah, we are glad to be back at the mic. That's for sure. So,
always.
We have a busy night ahead of us.
Yeah, we do. We really do.
Before we get into what we are going to discuss, I want to mention that we have decided on October 27th.
Yes.
We will do our Middle Asian Creeped Out Halloween special.
It's
going to be a Facebook Live, but Sean came up with a good idea, good name. Facebook Dead.
Yeah. That was spur of the moment,
I
too.
It
really was.
So, yeah. So, October 27th, we'll mention it each full episode, just to remind you guys. And
even a blind squirrel gets a nut every once in a while.
Something like that.
I messed that up, didn't I?
No, but yeah. So, we're excited. It'll be fun. We'll do that.
I agree.
Halloween special and... Since we missed it last year, so we get to enjoy the Halloween season with our podcast. So, yeah, so look forward to that. And that's not anything else special you guys want to mention before
we get into... I have to have something.
Go ahead.
I got something over
here. Yes, sir. What is it?
So, with our mini, middle-aged mini number 9, Christine Collier, she did on Instagram, told us that... Because I was trying to look for it for, you know, I wanted to see if I could find out what her... The story that she talked about, you know, where her mom experienced the death of the cousin in the Korean War. And then she told us, she said she actually found, and she sent us the article, but it is called Death Synchronicity or Empathic Death Experience. Well, I just didn't want to make anything up. I'm like, I really don't know, but that sounds really on the money.
I forgot she.
So
did
I was
it,
like, so. Oh gosh, that makes perfect sense. Now that doesn't take away the creepiness and the spookiness of it. I mean, it's still a wild experience, but at least it has it. That's what she really wanted was a name. So
thank you, Christine, for sending that to us because we had no idea what it's called. And thank you, Sean, for mentioning that.
I have to come up with something, but that was a good thing. That was a good
thing. Oh, yeah. Awesome. Yeah. When she did that, I sent it to you guys. So thank you again.
Yep.
Yeah.
So what are we going to talk about for this episode, Mr. Sean?
Episode 29, we are going to talk about one of my favorite subjects, and I think it's your favorite subjects, too.
This is a Nate pick.
Oh, it's a great pick. This is zombies, and I have to fight myself not to sing Cranberries because Todd loves the Cranberries and he loves the zombie song.
That would be
what's
0
in
for
your
two.
Head? Okay, I'm sorry. There I go again.
Don't make.
Chuck don't that. Throw the hamsters. Yes, Emily, Men's House out there.
Oh, yeah.
I got hamsters, 3 of them, and we're gonna name them at some point.
Well, talking hamsters.
And then George, I got blindfolds. So guess what? We listened to two different people that are experts. And we're going to try it out. I'm trying it all out. And then Aaron, I'm going to try out all her.
I'm putting the blindfold on the hamster. I thought that's what
I'm going to try out her EVP reader stuff. While I'm there, I'm trying it all.
That's funny. So zombies.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
pretty cool topic.
Where shall we start with zombies? Would you like me to start with, I don't know, a little background? There's not tons of history, although there is. I mean,
it's
in a lot of cultures, but. Here I go with zombies. A zombie, which the Haitian French form is zombie, and is a mythical undead corporeal revenant. I always have to go with the difficult words, don't I? Created through the reanimation of a corpse. Zombies are most commonly found in horror and fantasy genre works. The term comes from Haitian folklore, in which a zombie is a dead body reanimated through various methods, most commonly magic like voodoo. Modern media depictions of the reanimation of the dead often do not involve magic, but rather science fictional methods such as carriers, radiation, mental diseases, vectors, pathogens, parasites, and scientific accidents. Or, if you're Resident Evil, the T-Virus.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yay.
Not the sweet tea virus.
Not the sweet tea virus.
No, or maybe no. I've eaten or drank so much sweet tea, I'm immune to it. So. Zombies is definitely a topic or lore legend that's been around for a while.
Yeah,
in Hollywood, well, and you know they've capitalized on it. Like, and I think pretty much. But
I think there's always been the interest in. Like, can you bring a dead body back, and how?
You're talking Frankenstein's monster now.
Yeah, and that's going right? to be like another topic I was going to bring up is like, I mean, in all reality, and you know, would Frankenstein really be considered a zombie? You know, it dead parts and reanimated, brought back to life.
You know? I am so glad that I didn't have to. I really love the fact that when you guys just throw us down the rabbit holes, I don't have to drag us down there.
Thanks, Nate.
That's a great.
Oh, here we go.
It's in here. Yeah, I never thought about Frankenstein, to be honest with you.
I didn't either.
I never tied the two together.
Yeah, I was sort of thinking through some stuff today, and I was like,
Frankenstein.
You know what? Frankenstein, he was dead.
It's actually Frankenstein.
Frankenstein. the monster. Actually, it's the monster.
It's the monster. You're right. It is
Frankenstein. Yeah, the monster.
Frankenstein, Frankenstein's monster. No, I mean, in all retrospect, I mean, it's dead tissue and brought back to life.
Reanimated.
Reanimated, yeah. So, sort of the definition of a zombie.
It is. Yeah, there's an aspect of
the dead
of it.
Coming
yeah.
back to life. So, that is certainly, I think that would check that box, honestly.
Never thought about it that way, though.
No.
Interesting.
They say that zombies go all the way back. It's been since the beginning of time. And one of the first times that it showed up throughout history was at the Epic of Gilgamesh, which is one of the oldest pieces of literature that we know to this day. And then, like Kronos, I don't know, one of the, we're talking about the old, the Titans and all that kind of stuff from Greek mythology, but Kronos, which is time, ate his first five children, one of those being Zeus, and they had to basically break out of his stomach, to be able to take over their dad. And in all that, there was, he wanted to eat, he ate them, and he talked about the dead outnumbering the living. And they were not going to have that. So they broke free. And the whole idea of that was to show that the idea of, you know, how we still see cannibalism, which is what zombies do. They eat brains. They eat each other. You know,
brains,
they're cannibals.
Brains.
They feast constantly. They can't ever get enough. They can never get satiated enough. But they that was the whole idea, is that these gods were able, or these original titans were able to break free from that kind of, you know, that idea of cannibalism is just grotesque not accepted in our society, right?
That goes way, at least for normal people.
Way back. Well, yeah. Let's,
yes, most, sir. Some what? Serial killers have known to. Cannibalism. But yeah, zombies, I don't know. Yeah, I think it's. When Nate suggested that, definitely that's a.
Very big spectrum topic.
And I have, to be honest with you, I've just recently started getting into zombie movies or shows. I'm really never. I always liked the zombie creature, but never really watched the movies. So I think one of the first ones I watched, well, I mean, I've seen Night of the Living Dead.
That's what we know is our most modern day, 1968, right?
George Romero.
Yeah. Yep.
I love that movie. I remember watching it when I was a kid, and I just, even in
so
black,
I was gonna so black did you see it when you were a kid?
Yeah, even in black and white, it was, I loved it.
I love that it's in black and white.
So creepy. Yeah, and I think it's creepier in black and white. Yeah.
I didn't see it until I was probably in my middle 20s, to be honest with you. And I just watched like on USA Network, and I was like, oh, this is awesome. Okay, I see why it's been talked about so well.
I mean,
it's a classic. It's definitely a classic and very creepy.
They say it was the first. I mean, there's zombies throughout history, and we'll talk about some of those because it's really interesting. But that was the first time he took the whole idea of the apocalyptic creature.
Yeah,
taking over. Yeah,
exactly. So, which it is. It's like, and that's what it's tied to the end of days, and that is a huge fear, psychological fear that I'm sure has been around for. What are you doing over there? Popping a top over there?
I'll tell you what, these
your bra straps bust sometimes. Your popping tops over who knows whatever.
Pop a top.
Yeah. Pop a top. Anyway, I just love the sound effects that you make over there, so that's all it is. But where was I at? But the
I have no idea.
The fear of, you know, that's an ancient fear of, you know, basically the eradication of humankind, you know, mm-hmm. and that's what this boils down to, which is what makes it so scary. Yeah. And that you have no control and that you're not coming back from it. You know, once you've been infected, you're done.
You're done. That's it, yeah.
Like the movies, 28 Days.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I got 28 Days Later, yep.
Later. That one is more, I still consider it a zombie movie, but it's more like a rabid rabies type infection that
it spread quick.
And the people just lose their mind and become very violent.
Mm-hmm.
But I still classify it as like a zombie.
It's probably one of my favorites, honestly. Yeah. I think 28 Days Later. And I like the Resident Evil.
I've heard of it.
I
haven't seen it. I mean, I would categorize it as a zombie movie because it's something that changed their...
Mm-hmm, yeah.
It altered their thinking and their...
Yeah.
Existence.
Yeah. So they're not without human. Seeing it. Yeah.
Right.
My favorites I put down is Night of the Living Dead, which is just, that's like the granddaddy of them all.
Oh, yeah.
Shaun of the Dead, because I got to put Shaun there. Yeah.
It's different
spelling of Shaun, but it's a good, it's funny, but it's good. Resident Evil, the movie and the video games are classic.
I've seen many
Resident Evil video games, and they've followed up with a lot of movies, obviously. But 28 Days Later, and like I said, that's probably my favorite one. Besides Zombieland.
Zombieland
2. I've seen it 10 times, and we actually let Elijah see it. It's graphic. I mean, it's violent, but it's not really anything. I mean,
it's got Bill Murray in it. How can
I love
so
Bill
fun.
Murray. Yeah. So yeah, Zombieland's awesome. Woody Harrelson's character.
Oh,
they're all fun. I mean, they're all good.
I tried to watch it with Jenna, and she made it 20 minutes, and she's like, "This is so stupid."
Oh, yeah. Jenna, no,
I know. She's like, "I can't do this." Like,
no, I love
this
it
too much.
It's got great humor.
Well, it's a good modern day take.
Yeah.
On that situation.
Oh, it really is. Yeah, and the sequel is too. Yeah.
I mean, just the whole how they come together and try to survive.
And I find it like the old movies, the zombies were very slow and,
methodical.
They come at you in a big mass, and that's how you got caught. Whereas modern, newer movies, they've enhanced them, made them fast.
They're running
and
after
you. And
can leap and jump.
And that changes the whole
they mutated
scary
them.
Aspect
right.
of it, too.
They got really athletic.
Well, World War Z, that's what I...
World War Z, that's good.
Go ahead.
That's why I put that picture on there of it's like, oh my, you cannot get away from them. You know,
that's my favorite.
They'll get you in a helicopter on the wall.
Amy and I watched that, and I love that
movie.
And the clicks and the sounds they make, and when that guy's like in the center, the... disease. I don't know what I'm trying to say. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of caught in the room, and they're trying to, they roll a can, pop it, or whatever. It's like, it's just the sounds are creepy. Yeah. I love World War Z.
The Willies.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Great one.
And House of the Dead. That was the other one they had.
I haven't seen that.
House of the Dead. Yeah.
Is that pretty good?
Good? Yeah.
Is that what is that one? An older one or newer? I've never heard of it. I don't think. Maybe I have. I don't know.
Back in the 80s, wasn't it?
I think it's 80s, yeah. We're gonna get back into having to like Google this stuff.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like don't.
No, those are good. I
believe it's 80s. Yeah.
If I haven't seen them, I've heard of them. Those are like Zombieland and World War Z and Night of the Living Dead. So yeah, and you're right, Nate. Like Night of the Living Dead, when they're walking really slow and they're just kind of they're creepy crawling, walking towards you. Where some of these other newer movies, man, they're coming at you. They're sprinting and they're jumping and
Well, I saw a thing that was talking about how we have wars on everything. You know, we had war on crime, and we have war on terror, and we have all these wars. And that's what's funny is, when you think about how will the end of days happen, and how will the world end?
Mm-hmm.
Zombie apocalypse is right
only
up there.
He knows
and like,
upstairs,
well, this is true, but do you think he's got it figured out? Like, zombie apocalypse, totally.
He knows. Yeah. I mean, we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, well, and then who's to argue that we're not turning it, with our phones in our faces and like
we're digital zombies.
That's what
I was going to say in 2021. I mean,
that's why I had to bring up the cranberries, baby.
There's
a lot
of
zombies.
I see a lot of zombies.
Now it looks like the House of the Dead. Looks like originally was 1978.
Oh, how about that's close.
Okay,
that's pretty darn close. That predates me
and
by one year.
It looks like they sort of remade it. update at House of the Dead in 2003.
Hmm. Okay. So
25 years
ago. Yeah, I was pretty close.
Hmm.
And I believe I've seen both of them. I don't remember them. I've seen too many zombie movies.
I was going to say too many movies of that. Hard drive of yours there, Nate. Yeah, me too.
So, what is the movie? Because I'm going to assume you guys have seen
Warm Bodies.
The Strangers. No, I'm just kidding.
That's a different take on zombies, too.
What is it?
What is it?
Warm Bodies.
Warm Bodies.
Ooh,
I have not heard
that. I don't know that one.
What is that?
The guy that plays Beast on the young X-Men movies.
Yes, yeah.
He plays, I believe it's him. He plays the zombie in it, and the movie is in his aspect. So he's talking to himself in his head, and he's like, why am I just walking around the airport terminal?
Yeah.
You know, he's trying to figure stuff out. Well, then as the movie progresses, they start coming back to life.
Oh.
And he ends up falling in love with this one girl from the, you know, live encampment,
mm-hmm.
you know, and he saves her and takes her under his wing to protect her from all the other zombies.
That's kind of wild.
It's a pretty good movie. It's like a rom-com, but zombie all tied into one.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not bad.
Can't beat a zombie rom-com. Somehow Hollywood does it, man.
They'll tie
all kinds of different genres together, won't they?
No, is it the greatest zombie movie in the world? No.
But it's a different take.
It's entertaining.
It's
catching.
That's interesting.
Okay. Here's a movie that we liked, and I assume you guys have seen it. It's with, what's his name? Will Smith. I am Legend.
I know him. Oh, yeah, that is a good one.
That's a good one.
That was actually...
I can't believe I didn't write that one down.
I see that.
Y'all
It's actually based on a novel from 1954.
Yep, I saw that. And I had no idea about that, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Richard Matheson's novel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we dug that movie.
Which they modernized it, obviously.
Sure, sure. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was a great movie. I like that one.
And he was kind of just by himself. Towards the end, I know. A little bit of hope, but...
This is where I was telling you about that line. This is where it comes from. I was trying to remember where I saw this. It says, they trace the zombie lineage back to ancient Mesopotamia. In the descent of Ishtar, the goddess Ishtar threatens, if you do not open the gate for me to come in, I shall smash the door and shatter the bolt. I shall smash the doorpost and overturn the doors. I shall raise up the dead, and they shall eat the living, and the dead shall outnumber the living. That's spooky.
That is spooky.
But that's what I was like, man, I wrote that down. And I was like, ooh, which one did that come from?
Okay.
So it says she repeats the same threat in slightly modified form in the Epic of Gilgamesh. So that's what that.
Gotcha.
That's what it links to. Super spooky. Spooky.
Now, there's a few series and I think a few movies that are on Netflix that I've watched. And I thought they're pretty good. One of them was Daybreak.
I haven't seen that one. I know. I've heard of that one.
Yeah, it's sort of like following all these high school kids when end of the world apocalypse happens, and it like turns people into zombies and all that kind of stuff. So that's pretty good. And then I watched the movie Army of the Dead. That was really good.
Mm-hmm.
Had that one wrestler plays in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh,
Beast
yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Batista.
Batista, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He's in it. And then another one was Black Summer. That was a pretty good series, too.
Hmm.
That one, I like the way they shot it. They'd follow all these characters.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you know, they'd follow... You know, Chrissy, I don't know. I can't remember the character's name. But they'd follow her and show some of her story and what she's going through. Well, then they'll follow Jack and follow some of his stories. Well, if you pay attention, sometimes you can see some of Christy's story and his story. And they cross paths. And
kind
of
entangled.
Entangle all these characters, but it's all zombies and zombies chasing them. And
mm-hmm.
A pretty good series. Yeah. I liked it.
Well, of course, the big one, The Walking Dead.
Mm-hmm.
Has been they've done okay.
Yeah,
to be honest with you, I wasn't really big into the zombies as far as watching movies or film and shows. I haven't. Yeah, I mean I've seen a few episodes, but it's not like I've seen everyone. And but that's pretty creepy what I saw. Yeah. one of the episodes I remember seeing that they were at a pier, you know, at one of the, you know, I think somewhere in California, and they let them all off. The, you know, they're just one by one, just falling. And I'm like, wow. Like, you know, they're just, yeah, they're just zombies. They're can't just follow one up or another like sheep.
Yeah.
You know? So no, it's a, yeah. Walking Dead. That,
there's a remake. I'll have to pull it up. I have it on DVD, but I can't remember it. They might have remade Day of the Dead. I believe that was the one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, when they remade it, by the end of the movie, like, the zombies start communicating with each other, sort of like, you know, a living cognitive.
They get an upgrade.
Yeah. It's like, you know, they start realizing each other, start communicating, start working together.
That is absolutely.
So now, yeah, well, nothing like an athletic and smart or communicative.
Yeah, yeah.
Things zombie. You don't want the zombie to be able to do.
And you know why? I never thought about that, because you watch movies or shows, they don't, they're just kind of by themselves. I mean, yeah, they might be together, but they don't really communicate or have a plan. They just react, and they just so happen either to be by themselves or together, but they don't make communication as far as like, oh, hey, let's,
they
know,
don't
really no game plan or no
right, they don't have a central nervous system. They have no like functioning brain. They're just use, like, their motor coordinations, and then they're just out there to feed.
So that takes it another level if they can start communicating.
It does.
Figuring
it,
things out, or
they were, I mean, that the whole idea of it, that fear of you know, the plagues and getting you know, people infected with other being other zombies, but just because they're coming after you, just because you have a beating heart. You know, and that's what, that is what is attracting. But there is this idea of what a good a death and a bad death. So can you, I mean, like, there's some ugly deaths out there, but can you imagine the death where you're not really, you're undead? Like, that is, that just.
It's a weird concept.
It's like vampires.
You're existing,
you know, vampires,
walking,
and zombies are,
and because they can react. I mean, they are, they can see, they can sense, smell, or they can see that you're not, but you're actually living. They're living, but they're actually dead. It's like, okay, wait a minute.
Well, I think they're talking about it coming from the Haitian, like what we know today, it comes from the Haitian roots or the voodoo zombie.
Yeah.
And it also comes back from the African history. And that comes back from them being the idea of they're slaves. You know, they're in, you know, they're not under control of themselves. You know, you're out of control.
Yeah. They're just told what to do. They react with what they're supposed to do, and they don't,
says the zombie myth is far older and more rooted in history than the arc of the American, what we see, the pop culture suggests. It appeared in Haiti in the 17th and 18th century, when the country was known as Saint Domingo and ruled by France, which hailed in African slaves to work. Which hauled in African slaves to work on sugar plantations. So that's the whole idea that, you know, half the slaves brought in from Africa were worked to death within a few years, which led only to the capture in Port of Moor. In the hundreds of years since, the zombie myth has been widely appropriated by American pop culture in a way that whitewashes its origins and turns the undead into platforms for escapist fantasy. The original brain-eating fiend was a slave, not to the flesh of others, but to his own. So I think that's really interesting that it's rooted in, you know, like I said, the African and Haitian roots.
Now, the movie I referenced was Dawn of the Dead, not Day of the Dead.
Oh, that's it. Yeah, Dawn of the Dead.
Okay.
Yeah,
I've heard of that.
Yeah. There's so many similar. Like, it's very.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Day of the Dead, Dawn of the Dead. It's like
Dead of the Dead.
Yeah. Dead of the Dead. Yeah.
There was a. I read so many interesting things. I know that the history of the zombies is really interesting, because you still see. They say there's a Nordic tradition that they would carry out dead bodies feet first, and they would carry them out through a specific door. Once they carried them out through the door feet first, they would seal that door, and the idea was so that the dead person wouldn't be able to come back into the home. So if they did, you know, come back as a zombie or whatever they felt like it was in the Nordic culture, that they wouldn't be able, they would confuse them, because the door they came out through, or at least their dead body came out through, they wouldn't be able to reenter, which is really, it seems kind of superstitious, but they did it. They said that is still kind of like, it's ingrained in that psyche of those people.
Yeah. It makes sense. I mean, do what you got to do to save yourself.
I know. Yes.
Or to prevent anything happening.
Well, an interesting I put down is we still put bolts on coffins. Why do we bolt coffins? You know, is it for respect? Is it because we want to keep them airtight? Are we afraid they're going to get back? But we still, I put that with an exclamation mark. We still bolt coffins today. And why do we do that? Yeah, it's a superstition? Is it just tradition? I'll let you be the judge. Because I think
it might be something we need why to do we
put, yeah. Well, and then they put them in tombs and all that kind of stuff to keep them water sealed and all that. But again, why do we do that?
All right. Another update. The one I was really thinking about was Land of the Dead. That's the one I recall.
Hmm.
Okay.
Never heard of that one.
We're going to have Nate's corner. Nate's going to like, let me tell you here. This is what
like I said, I've seen like all of them. I can't keep them all straight.
We'll just call it Update with Nate.
Update with Nate.
That's funny.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a scary thing that, you know. Yeah, you know, and of course the popular thing when you get on social media, I'm not saying they're wackadoo or crazy. I'm not going to do that, but there's some people that think there is going to be zombie apocalypse.
Well, I saw something was going through sort of like social media and that kind of stuff of this drug.
Yes.
And people would take it and they'd like end up like chasing cars down and bashing their head through the windshield.
Yep.
And
I saw that too. It's super creepy. Yeah. I'm glad you brought that up.
I don't know if it was all made up and staged or if it was actual footage and if it was a actual drug.
You know, I'm not sure, honestly.
I don't know. I didn't really look into it, but I just remember watching the videos of it.
I watched that too, and I remember
crazy.
I took it as like, oh my God, this is really
super scary.
Well,
it's sort of like the whole bath salts stuff.
Yes,
exactly.
Yeah.
A few years ago, yeah.
Getting high on bath salts.
Yeah, it just
really good idea.
Sort of the same thing. Mind, and they couldn't,
by the way,
eating their friend's face.
By the way, that's not a good idea.
Oh, yeah, that one guy, broad daylight was eating somebody's.
Yeah. This begs the question,
what is wrong with people? But there's,
so I mean, is there sort of a,
that's a zombie. I mean, whether, you know, okay, he's alive, he's not dead, and then
not a,
but still,
a dead
he was out of his mind. He wasn't acting on his own, or he was influenced.
We have higher functioning in our cerebral cortex, right? Like that is what makes us humans. You know what I mean? And that's when that gets shut off. Or we have some kind of drug that takes away the right most of us. Yeah, let's say, then we got hours to discuss that one, right? But when that gets shut off or shut down or, you know, dulled down to the limbic system and then down into just your basic, you know, needs and wants and desires, it gets creepy.
Animalistic.
Super creepy. Yeah. And that's where you're getting down into that with the zombies. It's another one I found was interesting was the Arabic. The Arabs called them ghouls. Right. Oh, cool. And they said the main zombie in Night of the Living Dead was named Ghoul just for this reason.
Okay.
And it was the idea, obviously, that zombie, this was a punishment for being immoral in your life. Normally it was seen for people that were or women that were prostitutes. So it was normally females. Mm. And they would be out in the desert and they were almost like a siren out in the desert. They would make this horrible wailing sound that would attract a man. And they would come to this, what seemed like a beautiful woman out in the desert. And she would turn into what she really was with this horrific monster. And then she would devour him.
Ooh.
Yuck.
That's a bad way to go.
That's a ghoul. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you ever want
ghoulie.
Is that where they get welcome boys and ghouls?
Ghouls, yeah, I guess so. Yeah, right. It's Arabic, yeah.
Is that how that, yeah. Now, see, I'm reading. That is interesting. I never thought. This says a zombie could also be, a zombie could be saved by feeding them salt. I never knew anything about that. Oh. Have you heard?
I have not.
Legend or whatever, that little.
Is that like a bird? A bird can't fly if you put salt on its tail? Is that?
There you go.
Right.
So it just says.
That sounds made up.
I think all no. Never mind. I just said that. Yeah, I don't know. A zombie could also be saved by feeding them salt. Interesting. I'm just looking as we're talking. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I believe in some zombie apocalypse. I don't really put a whole lot of stock in it. I respect.
So you're not even 50-50.
No.
You're like 1090. I'm trying to do the math over here, sir.
I can see. I'm looking.
That's
at
not bad. Good job.
Hey, you're like that.
I'm looking at.
I'm here all day.
45.
At night and tomorrow.
Do you have a chart over there? Do you have a?
I do. Yeah, it is. Chart. It's a basic numbers chart. Yeah.
My mathematics. Looking at this at a scientific sort of viewpoint, I can see like a pathogen or a drug of some sort, chemical warfare that might, you know. get into whole bath salts and that kind of stuff, change, you know, shut the brain down, but yet make you violent, rabies, that kind of stuff.
Like that I buy into. I just don't buy into.
I can
like
see
in
that
the water system,
sort of zombie thing happening, but the actual...
That actually can't happen.
That's,
I mean,
altered state of mind.
I'm just saying, like, if I got bit by somebody that was, I'm not going to turn. No, I'm not going to be that. I'm not going to react. My body's not going to react to that. Now I'm not going to walk around and start. No, I don't. That's what I'm trying to say. But no, you're right. There could
be
something.
But as far as like you know, digging themselves out of the ground and rotten corpses and flesh, I don't really scientifically see that happening ever.
But you know, again, a zombie doesn't have to be somebody that died and then comes out of the ground or gets bit. I mean, it's just an altered state that they're under. You know,
I like the way that some of these are described, like a horrific devouring monster. That's a zombie, right?
Yeah.
Equals a zombie. The Scandinavian or Norse mythology had what they called the most savage type of zombie was called a draugr. Did you guys hear about that?
Draugr?
A draugr. Have you heard this?
No.
Oh, yeah, the scary thing, they
want to make sure you didn't say jogger.
It's not a jogger. No.
Some of them I see, I'm like,
I'm tripping them all.
They're scary. No,
I would. Yeah, right. That leads me to a whole line of jokes that I'm not going to make jokes about. It get kind of mean. Because I jog, but not.
No offense to all the joggers out
not
there.
Not well.
No.
Yeah, right. They're called the joggers. Joggers, not joggers, were called unstoppable machines. And the thing about them is they were basically zombie-like creatures. But they knew what they were and they knew what they wanted. And so they did. It seemed like they had a higher level of processing. And they said the only thing that could actually defeat them couldn't be a mere mortal man. It had to be a lightsaber. Exactly. No, a superhuman. So you were toast unless you were superhuman to be able to. And you had to be able to lure them back into the ground. That was how you defeated these draugrs.
So. Well, I'm good then because I'm a superhuman.
You are superhuman.
I'm a super pain.
If there were like a disease or something developed, that basically, you turn everything off except for their hunger, and anger.
Yeah, well,
and
they
then
are upset a lot.
Take away.
You're in the limbic system, is what you're doing.
Yeah. Well, and then you take away
the need
sense
to
of pain,
survive. Yeah.
Take away sense of pain.
Survival instinct.
I mean, yeah, it'd take a lot to take something like that down because they can't feel nothing. So, I mean, you're going to have to really give it to them to stop them.
It's like in Zombieland where they're just blowing them away with a shotgun.
So that's the only
cut their arm off or they're not going to really. I mean, I guess they could. I wonder if a zombie can bleed out.
I'll loop that around back to Frankenstein's monster. That's the only different. Frankenstein's monster did not try to eat anybody.
Yeah, right? He didn't. He wasn't a devourer.
So he wasn't. That's why that's the only thing that saved him, right?
Yeah.
Now, see, I think zombies are can be tied to vampires too.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, you get bit by a vampire. Now you're a vampire,
right?
You know, or a werewolf. Which I mean, it all kind of ties in
a disease or pathogen, whatever. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I put that it's a hellish existence, and to me, a vampire, although they make it look like sexy and romantic, like we've talked about in the past,
that's not originally what
it's,
it was.
Yeah. No, and zombies don't sound I have the option to be a zombie. No,
mindless eating machine.
That's right next door to Slender Man. Oh yeah, I'd like to be Slender Man. No, I don't want to be Slender Man either.
I mean, the eating part, you know, if it was like, you know, burgers and, you know, chicken sandwiches, but I'm good. But not
tacos.
People.
Taco.
I want tacos. You know, burritos, I bring. Yeah. Fajita, you know, something like that. But not
Joe Bel Grande.
That's
not like your leg. No.
Yeah.
That's why, I mean, like I said.
But you're right, though. It's a hellish existence.
It's ingrained in us as humans. Like, you don't eat each other. Like, as a baby, you don't ever have to. Yeah, I know. Stop. Stop. It's a very small percentage. Dahmer. Dahmer, pardon.
Shout out.
You don't have to tell your children, hey, don't eat your brother. Don't eat your sister. Don't eat your grandparents. I mean, you don't have to tell people that.
Right. And speaking of, Jeffrey Dahmer, that's what he was trying to do, was make those guys that he got into, he'd take them home and he would attack them, put them under, and then he concocted some like acid type thing and, he tried to pour it in their brain and all that because he wanted a zombie. He tried to make those guys zombies. Yeah, and I'm like, that is disturbing.
It's perfect for what we're talking about. He was
eating some of the guys. He was trying to make them.
Exactly
living,
what
you know,
we're talking
trying
about.
Trying to create
right?
a zombie. Yep. Yeah.
Ugh. Just to be, like a servant, you know, and just do whatever he wants.
So there was a guy. Did you guys come across this guy, William of Newburgh? was the first person
William
to try.
William of Newburgh.
He was in Europe. The zombies were called revenants back then in the 12th century. Okay. He was the first to try to understand zombies and to understand why they existed. Mm-hmm. He was the first one to document zombies as hunters. And he called them the Hungry Dead. He tried to understand why they existed, and he felt that they had a real mission, you know, that was evil, to destroy humanity completely. And he wanted to understand. But he said there were documented cases even in his day, and he felt like those backed up that there were historically speaking, from this guy anyway, that he recorded that there were actual accounts of zombies. Hmm. This would have been 12th century. And that's a little wild.
Hmm. A little bit ago.
Oh, they talked about being we were talking about on Bob and Tom. They were mentioning zombies, and they were chopping people's heads off and their arms and legs so that they couldn't come back. If they did come back, they couldn't go anywhere.
Yeah.
So it's like Army of Darkness kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, and they've.
Yeah, right.
What is it? Most zombies shoot them in the head and takes them out.
Yeah, that's what they like. Sitting in Zombie Land, that's what they're doing. I mean, I think some of them got shot in the chest.
Yeah.
Chest and head.
Slow them down.
But they definitely were using a gun. They weren't
it's always a headshot.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Most of the time, it was a headshot.
If you take them out by the head, they'll never be the head of a major corporation, right? Is that
I think there are some zombies that. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's been. Did you write that down?
I didn't write that down.
Oh, yes. This is where I insert my joke.
That's up there in the old noggin.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting, though. Yeah, I don't know.
They were saying...
It was real heavy in voodoo.
Yes. Oh, my gosh, yeah. That gets super scary.
What was the... Oh, my gosh. I hate when we do this, and especially me. What was the movie? Is the 80s. The guy gets buried alive, and he's like, I'm not dead. And he's in the casket. Or
I don't know what the movie is, but that is
Serpent
scary.
Serpent in the Rainbow.
Oh, didn't you talk about that one before? Mm-mm. Oh, I think you. Oh, maybe not. Maybe not then. I don't know.
And that movie was about voodoo, and I haven't seen it for 30 years, so I can't remember. And I only saw it one time, but I remember that scene. They put him in the casket, and he's like, "I'm not dead." You know, he's trying to get out.
I'm not afraid.
I wonder.
Of
so when you said voodoo, it just made me think of that movie.
That being buried alive scares Jesus out of me.
That'd be horrible.
I wonder if that. Is some of the basis of some of these zombie stories and folklore and stuff is people not actually being dead, said to be dead, bury them, then they start hearing thuds and stuff coming from the casket, you know, underground. And
gosh, yeah.
They're like, oh my gosh, he's alive. That's a zombie.
Well, they used to have bells.
They had tubes so you could breathe in case they messed up. Because they did do that. They would dig people up and see claw marks of people trying to get out of their caskets.
Yeah.
That's legit. That actually did happen.
Yeah.
That's
You'd think that some stories, would derive from something like that. You know,
it doesn't even have to. That wasn't necessarily a zombie, though. That's just somebody like, oh, my God, I'm alive. What am I doing?
Right. Yeah, you know, yeah. Like, essentially, they're alive. You're up on up on top of the hole throwing dirt on the casket, and you're seeing
thinking.
The lid move. And
exactly. And you're
like,
thinking,
oh, my gosh, it's alive. It's a zombie.
It's reanimated. Yeah, you know? Exactly.
I'm not a zombie.
They say one of the things that makes us a society and some of our oldest aspects of being considered a civilized, quote-unquote, civilized society is how we take care of our dead. And so paying respects to our dead and departed it makes a difference on how they pass over to the next life. So the Chinese believed they would bind their corpses and kind of like shove them into their little caskets in the second century to make sure that they didn't come back, because they said that if they didn't take care, they would come back as a Jing Shi, a hungry ghost, right? And so these I'm not making this stuff over.
The ring,
but you'd want to make sure that you took you took great care, or Grandma might come back and eat your face.
Grandma, what's going on?
Didn't
we
shi.
Bury you?
Yeah. Didn't do a good job. Yeah.
There are, and I believe it's. I want to say the Philippines. I hope I'm not wrong on this, but I think it's the Philippines where they have. They're like, say your loved one dies and they realize it on a level, you know, a conscious level, but subconsciously they pretend like the person isn't dead, and they will continue to allow that person to be alive for, I don't know how, days or weeks. and they will bring, it's probably days, but they bring it food, you know, like, oh, grandma's hungry, but she wants to eat in her room tonight. So we take a plate of food, we put it next to the dead body laying, you know, sitting in his chair, laying in his bed, and we still pretend like it's alive. And then all of a sudden, when everybody's kind of more mentally prepared, then they say, oh, grandma's passed away. And then they leave this dead corpse and they pretend like it's alive.
Sounds like American Psycho.
Doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Man, that movie.
But it is a it's.
I like came across that by accident. I didn't know maybe what it was watching. I'm like, this
Philippines, Singapore.
Really maybe disturbing.
That might have
really
been
awesome.
Singapore. Yeah. I'm gonna correct myself. I think that was Singapore, but okay. Somewhere in there they. Yeah.
I've heard so much.
The Filipinos, the Philippines are like, no, that's Singapore, Singapore. Singapore is like, that's us.
We'll claim it.
You're like, I don't know. It's somewhere out there. But
yeah, no, that's interesting.
It's not here in America.
It's over there. Not in America.
You're like, you're dead. You're out. No,
they're not on the listenership, right? Singapore or yeah. So
oh, they might be someday. And anyway, yeah, we'll get it right then, right? No, I'm kidding.
So zombies, yeah, fun to discuss because mm-hmm. There's a lot to talk. I mean, you know, whether it's you talk about the movies and the history of it, and then
who's talking about history?
Different takes about. Zombieism.
I thought you guys would find it interesting that they found corpses that had stones or bricks in their mouth, and that was also it's ridiculous and creepy and weird, but that's what they found. And again, it was to keep them from either reanimating, or if mm-hmm. they did reanimate, that they couldn't
bite.
Wouldn't be able yeah. to feed.
Right. Yeah. That would suck.
That's wild.
I'm really hungry. Yeah.
Hocus pocus and dude's mouths.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Chet.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Because he ended up being good, right? He yeah, helped him. Yeah. Yeah, my kids watch that every morning for a year or two, and then mm-hmm. they don't watch it. But, yeah, we saw that every morning and before school and stuff.
We don't get to take this down enough weird roads, and zombieism right now, this is a weird road. So I haven't gotten to go down... And you already took it down a rabbit hole or two. So I'm going to mm-hmm. take it down. I want to know what you guys think about this, because I was watching a video and they were talking about zombies and somebody, and I thought, man, I'm not sure I can go there with you, but it was interesting. The idea that at first I was like, this is a whole idea. We were talking about Frankenstein, maybe being a zombie. Somebody was saying, well, if Jesus died and rose 3 days later, would he be considered a zombie because he came back and was undead? And they said, no, he would be considered the anti-zombie because he was, that we're talking undead and we're talking the most alive you can be in a spiritual sense.
He's never been.
And
right.
So I wrote that down. I put Jesus, anti-zombie.
I love it.
Isn't that kind of interesting? But I've never, you know, I'm like, I've never had that question posed to me.
When he arose three days later, was he still human form or was he spiritual?
He was spiritual, and he was in, but they could still put their, but I, he was a form.
The holes in
they
his
could,
hand.
They could still feel
yeah.
him.
Because
yeah.
he said, he told him, look, you know.
It was like a.
Look at my hands. Because yeah. they were like, no, you're
I hate
dead.
To say this like a kid, but like a super being, you know. Man. But he in those 3 days, he went down to hell to get to.
Defeated death.
To defeat death. And, you know, so it's, which is fascinating. So it is. It's like.
I never thought about that, though, Sean.
But
anti-zombie.
I thought, you're like, of all the people to bring that up, it's going to be Sean.
No, that's cool. I never thought about that. Yeah, anti-zombie. That's right. And he's
people are gonna
actually
love,
alive.
People are gonna
he's
like,
not a living dead. I mean,
I wanted to make
defeated
sure
defeated death through his living.
Right.
Yeah.
I wanted to make
so anyway. There's zombies for you.
I wanted to make sure we covered every aspect of zombies that you could possibly cover.
So okay, I just real quick. So what's your favorite movie? Zombie movie? Would you say, Nate?
Probably.
We're gonna pick.
Nostalgia wise, Night of the Living Dead, the
Ooh,
original one.
Good choice.
And what would, okay, and I'll
and I like a lot of the new ones too. I mean,
what maybe of the new ones? What would you say that you like? If it came on, if it's in the middle of it, you were like, oh yeah, I'm in.
All of them.
All of really?
You, yeah. Wow.
Really?
That's a great choice right there.
Yeah.
The whole catalog.
It's on. I'm gonna watch it. Yeah.
What about you, Sean?
I'm gonna go with 28 Days Later, but it's closely followed by Zombieland and World War Z. I have to say those are my top three, but 28 Days Later, I'd probably say.
Yeah, see, any of those are on, I'm watching it.
Yeah,
yeah.
I can't really pick a favorite.
Yeah, I would say World War Z
secretly
like for me.
Shaun of the Dead. I don't ask me why.
Never seen it.
Oh, you haven't seen Shaun of the Dead?
It's pretty good. It's spoofy.
It's
yeah,
silly.
Right.
Yeah. It's silly.
Yeah, and I know
I like
of
it.
I know what it's about.
What
it's supposed
for what
to be.
It is. Yeah.
No, I say World War Z for me. I love Zombieland. I've seen that like I said 10 times.
Those are great choices.
You know, and I do like I Am Legend. I like that movie.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. good. I just rewatched that creepy. Probably a couple months ago.
I like when they're climbing up the wall, when mm-hmm. they're when they find out where he lives and they track him down. Oh, my gosh. I'm like, ugh, that's not good.
Don't you think, though, that
we're... But yeah, but real quick, sorry, Sean.
Oh, no,
but
no, like,
but Night of the Living Dead, that's when, yeah, that's a, mm-hmm. I mean, that's a classic.
That's the granddaddy of
Romero
all, right?
started it all. You
well,
know?
I just remember, you know, they run into the farmhouse, they board it all up, and then they start... getting in there, so then they trap themselves down in the basement.
Oh, yeah. And then they get in there, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's like,
yeah.
I don't know. I just put myself in that situation and like, man, I would just be freaking out.
And you know the scenes where they're showing them eating the, like, the legs?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, oh, man. Even though it's not like, it wasn't gory or, you know, with like, it just is really disturbing. Watching yeah. 1968 version in black and white, how they're just eating the arm. And
it,
like,
it does. It plays. That's what I was going to say. It plays on your fears and your. I think a good word for it is paranoia.
Because and you feel like you're like, yeah, you can't stop them.
Are you There's not no... going to go home tonight? Oh, you're already home. But aren't, you and I are going to go home, not
yeah,
together.
Yeah, Nate, sorry, yeah.
I mean, we could, but now we're going to go home, no, and no. I'm going to be thinking. No, that's a solid no. Okay,
hard.
I'm
no.
going to be thinking about. I'm going to keep asking every episode though. But aren't you going to be like, oh God, a zombie's going to come out of the ground and come after me? Because I am the whole way home.
No.
That is going to be on my mind.
You know my answer. No.
No?
No.
I'm still thinking about Slender Man.
I know.
I had to bring him up.
He's a zombie Slender Man. No, I will not. No.
We're going to be talking about something that's even scarier than Slender Man pretty soon.
But yeah, that's a no for me. I'm not going to be thinking a zombie's going to come out of the ground. No. My luck, a zombie
so
will come
me.
Out of the ground.
Just me. Okay.
Just you.
Okay.
Just you.
Sam, can I care?
Was that?
Sam doesn't care.
This scene popped in my head. Mm. I want to say it's World War, what, or what is it? What's one with the Brad Pitt?
World War
that's
Z.
World War Z. Z. Okay. Oh, yeah.
Is there a part where the plane's out and it's raining and they're riding a bicycle and they got to like try to
yes.
refuel the plane? Okay. Mm-hmm. I yep. thought that was it.
Yeah. Because it's a downpour.
Yeah.
And it's nighttime and they're trying to, you know, so they lower the hatch.
Mm-hmm.
So they're coming out of the plane and then, yeah.
That gives me the heebie-jeebies.
And they were waiting on them because they were, yeah. Oh, yeah.
God. Yeah. That's a good one. I like that
one. Oh, I love that movie. Yeah. Ugh. And I'll tell you, my wife, Amy, she does not like, she's never been the zombie. She's like, I don't get the zombie phenomenon. You know, I don't. And we watched that and it was, she liked that one.
Man.
And Zombieland.
Well, in theory, you should be able to get past a zombie, a slow moving one, but when they start speeding them up and giving them some brains and, you know, intellect,
oh, man. Yeah, they're jumping 12 feet in the air and
yeah.
like
well, superhuman,
like,
they're yeah. mutated. Yeah,
they did in World yeah. War Z, they did in Zombie Land. They're, you know,
I'll say it, bad voodoo.
Running fast,
bad voodoo.
I Am Legend when they're crawling
yeah,
up the
yeah.
wall.
Oh,
I mean, they
yeah.
can just scale,
gosh,
you know, big
Spider Man.
You're
toast.
Yeah, you're like, yeah. oh, great. Can we go back to 1968 when they're just walking about?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can walk up and push them over.
Yeah.
and run. Run.
Like, you know, you put a cow tipping.
Guys.
Hey, guys, we're going to do zombie tipping tonight.
That's what I put. Just run.
Yeah,
run.
Right,
like,
right.
Run like
right.
the devil, right?
Yeah. That's. I don't have anything else to say about zombies.
I don't either. I'm all zombied out.
Yeah. You're zombied out? Are you a zombie?
I
now?
Am.
Oh,
I have felt like a zombie the last two
brains.
Weeks. I'll tell you that right now. Exhausting.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
I know.
Funny how you can get in that state of mind.
Yep. That was cool.
That's yeah. why we're here to unzombie, right? We're
unzombie,
unzombie ourselves.
That's right. Exactly. So, well, I hope you creepies enjoyed the discussion of zombies. I did.
I enjoyed looking into it. I enjoyed sharing
yeah.
it.
Yeah. So, good job.
My middle-aged moment, because I'm going to go into, is going to be really, it's going to be super duper fun. Because
zombie?
It is the middle-aged zombie, and I picked, not knowing that Todd didn't like it, is the Cranberry song Zombie.
Boo.
Now, I do like the original, and I do like the Bad Wolves that the
yeah.
I posted on Facebook this morning. I do like the remake. I don't always like remakes because sometimes they really mess them up, but I think the Bad Wolves, honestly, I mean, the Cranberries are pretty good. Yeah, it's hard to outdo the original, but Bad Wolves is pretty darn good. And then they updated it for 2018, which I like. They talked about drones instead of tanks and all that kind of stuff. But the original Zombie is the song is a protest song by Irish alternative rock band, the Cranberries. And it was written by the lead singer, Dolores O'Riordan. I knew I was going to mess that up. In memory of the two young victims who were killed in 1993's Warrington bombings. And that was Jonathan Ball and Tim Parry. It was released on the 19th of September, 1994, as the lead singer from the second studio album, No Need to Argue. So the idea behind Zombie is, the funny thing is, I think that when I listened to it, like, I listened to it this morning. That's why I posted. I was sitting there listening to that version. I actually listened to both versions. But the Bad Wolves, really, like, I felt... It's weird because you feel sad, you feel angry, you feel kind of jazzed up a little bit, and then you just get this like nervous energy. So it really elicits, like, music is magical to me. I mean, I think there's some kind of a spell it casts on you. But this particular song, especially nowadays, like, seriously, we're talking about it in this discussion. You know, are we just turning into the zombies with our phones and with our division and all the things? I'm not going to turn
mean,
super
Sean,
political. I have no idea. But your brain's looking tasty right over there. but with these lyrics, it's really, really powerful even today. And I'm going to read the old lyrics. I'm not going to read the wolves lyrics. But so zombie is another head hangs lowly. Child is slowly taken. And the violence caused such silence. Who are we mistaken? But you see, it's not me. It's not my family. In your head, they are fighting with their tanks and their bombs and their bombs and their guns. In your head, they are crying. In your head, I'm not going to sing it. You know, I never sing these things. Zombie, zombie, zombie. What's in your head? What's in your head? Zombie, 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 right? Mm-hmm. Another mother's breaking heart is taking over. When the violence causes silence, we must be mistaken. It's the same old theme since 1916. In your head, they're still fighting with their tanks and the bombs and their bombs and their guns. In your head, they are dying. So in your head, zombie, zombie. But that's where, when it gets down to that, I know I had to do it.
Obviously,
I told you
resist.
I wasn't gonna. But I did. I just couldn't help myself. But it does. It makes you take a step back and think, okay, I know it seems silly, but it is. And they meant to. They stirred up controversy back when they released that song for that album and really got people thinking. And they took some heat for it. But it still stands today, in my opinion, as a great song. And I think, like I said, it is it's an anthem. But it is. I think it's also a caution, you know, to be taking more care of how we take care of ourselves, how we take care of each other, and how we're taking care of our world, and how we're passing it on to our children. Because,
yeah,
I'll be honest with you, especially as a father of young children right now, it's a little scary. I mean, I admit that I'm trying to be very careful with the steps that I take. I'm not doing it perfectly. And I'm trying to help.
It's so easy.
I'm trying to do it myself.
What's your problem?
I know. It's super.
Didn't you read the manual?
There's a manual. Holy crap. Nobody.
Yeah.
It's the first time I'm hearing about it.
Has pictures.
You can Google it.
I would have totally studied it.
I mean, it's so easy to raise kids, especially these days. What are you talking about? Yeah. No, that's cool. Yeah. No, the meaning of the song and the words, I just never grabbed me the song. Like, the, I'm not saying it's a bad song, how they wrote it or what the words mean. It just wasn't my gig. Wasn't my thing. So.
Wasn't his thing.
Although I do like the hard guitar a little bit, you know. She's a good singer. She's a really good singer.
Excellent.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I'm not.
And God bless her soul, right?
Yeah, that was sad when she passed away. I felt bad.
When she was
young.
They refer to 1916. That is referring to the year of, it's called the Irish Eastern Rising. So they're just talking about the ridiculousness of our, and I think about it.
Yeah.
When I think about 1916, I'm thinking about like World War I and all that kind of stuff. But but you just think about all the wars that have happened, and are we ever really going to learn from that? And are we ever going to get better? There's all they say. Any one time,
we'll fix it. We'll just throw our tanks and bombs and guns at them,
and we're still doing it, aren't we?
Yeah.
They said at any one time there's roughly 120 different wars or skirmishes going on the planet at any one time. That's a lot in 2021. I mean, let's be honest, you know. And I don't know. I'm not anti-war. I think we need to protect ourselves, protect each other, and you know, good versus evil kind of thing. But I don't know. Like I think we have to try something different.
It's like just a fight, like a fist fight. I mean, that's not what you wake up in the morning hoping to get into, or you go out
might
with
makes
your friends.
Right.
Sometimes a war is needed, or sometimes a fight is needed too. If you need to protect yourself, stick up for your family, just survive, and then I mean, without getting into some war.
No, I know.
And I know the listeners. That's the last thing they want to listen hear. No. But no, it's just it's unfortunate that. That has to happen sometimes.
Yeah.
I think
sometimes
this,
and world leaders can't get their heads out of their butt to. Yeah. I mean, because it can be avoidable a lot of times. So
right.
I don't know.
I agree. I think.
And if the good's going to protect themselves, you know, like evil wants, that's what they want. They like, you know. And the, so the fight, you got to fight back. I mean.
It's like nobody, it seems like a lot of people don't like to.
Settle down, Tom. Settle
they don't,
down.
They don't want to, you know, come off their high horse and find a middle ground between the conflict. No, I mean, that's. Every day. I mean, you can have a conflict with your boss daily, mm-hmm. and you guys just butt heads. But, I mean, yeah, granted, the boss wants stuff done a certain way, and but you see it a different way. Well, I mean, instead of battling it out, calling each other names, maybe getting a fist fight, hopefully it doesn't escalate that far.
I hope not, yeah.
Because you know, right. then you're going to be jobless.
And potentially in jail.
But, I mean, have a conversation.
Potentially,
and,
right.
And yeah, everybody, both of you get off your high horse and find a middle ground that you both can...
To resolve the
resolve
issue.
Needs,
instead of the... Yeah.
Instead of just saying, no, I'm right, I'm not backing down. Well, we're not backing down either. Okay, well, we're going to start shooting bombs at each other.
Yeah.
Talk, you know, and find a common ground. Find...
That's all.
You gotta give and take a little bit. That's life.
I think it's interesting that like a couple of things that each as individuals, but also as communities and as states and as countries, you have to set your own house in order, right? Mm-hmm. And that's what I try to think is like I got to bring it back to myself because I know I'm not perfect, and you're right. Impeccable communication does help, and I'm not perfect at my communication either. I've been in a couple of different. Skirmishes at you know within my own personal life or work or whatever, and people are like, and it a lot of times it boils down to did you talk to them, did you come face to face and say this is where I'm coming from, where are you coming from, and then we can figure out some common ground. I agree, and I know that.
But a lot of it is it takes two to tango,
right?
And you might be willing to find that common ground, but you still have to rely on them
to come there to that space.
You
know, no, I get it.
Put their walls down and. Find common ground
and
with you.
I know that's the
and that's the hardest part.
That's the sticking point in this world. I know. Yeah. I get it. I do.
Yeah,
but
both people have to.
Yeah.
Or both countries or both.
And that brings
whoever. Yeah.
So that brings us back to this ground, which is why we do what we do, and that is to help shine a light on, you know, what some things that we can do, even little tiny things. And one of the fun things is we can sit here and talk about zombies.
Right. Well,
brighten your day, right?
And
our day.
Somebody might. Have taken something from this little conversation, even though it's not zombies and per se, but it's the conversation we got into, and maybe they can take something from it and go, oh, wait, I'm the jerk that won't back off.
Because let's be
honest. Maybe I should reassess what I'm
dealing with. I guarantee all three of us have been that.
I know.
I've certainly been that with my spouse, with girlfriends, and past girlfriends, not current girlfriends.
Nate and I don't
I'm not
really
allowed
know
to
what
date
you're
anymore.
Talking about.
We don't know.
Children. I've never been the jerk. I've always.
Dang it. I just called myself out. Thanks a lot, guys.
Again,
hey, hey guys, where'd you go? You went to join the zombie land. I got it. And I get it.
No. What are you eating over there, by the way?
I got a mint in my mouth.
Mint.
I'm not choking this time, though. I want to
see you read the. No thanks. I'm
going to read.
I've had about three of them at work. And
read
I'm minted out.
Read
I'm always mint. No, I'm just kidding.
I am not going to read anything more complicated than the rest of the announcements.
Okay.
All right. That's where I'm at now.
Mr.
So I'm getting out of that middle-aged moment. It was.
I'm just giving you a hard time.
I know you're. What is it tonight? What did I do to you? What did I do to you? What did I do? No.
Let's find some common ground, guys.
Let's find some common ground. This is what, with your tanks and your bombs over there.
And your mints.
And my mints. This is great. Kiss a rat over there. anyway, so we always want to tell you guys, and thanks for listening to our silliness, because that is silliness.
Yeah, that's a good start. Thanks for listening to us.
It's perpetuated by me, basically, but I get that.
Yeah,
so,
I didn't say it, but you're right.
But it's true. True story. So thank you guys for listening. You can find us, obviously, at our email address, which is mako with two A's, podcast@gmail.com. We certainly have merch of all kinds with our logo on it. You can message us on Facebook, Instagram, or email us your order. I love this. This is a great selling point. Great for the upcoming creepy season. I like it because we are getting into it.
I still want that one person to order a hoodie, you know, some type of sweatshirt. That's for the season, for the cold.
Well, it's coming. We are officially into fall. There's no more summer. Bye, summer. We're into fall. We are into the colder weather. So here we go.
It's going to be 82, though.
Well,
which is okay. Great. That's a great time.
Don't tell them that yet. No, that's true. You're right. Okay, well, no, it around is, the though. Corner.
It's the cool season. It's the fall.
We're mm-hmm. getting there. Like I said, you can find us on Instagram and Facebook at Middle Aged and Creeped Out. Please join our groups. We love having you guys
oh, man,
on the group.
It's a blast.
We are TikTok savvy now. I don't
we're
know about
TikTok.
Savvy-ish.
I posted the one today.
I like
I'm learning more and more.
I like
getting
it.
Used to it.
I like so. That. I liked nice. Your Instagram. I thought it was awesome. You
little,
took that
little Rob and, Zombie.
Oh, it was awesome. I loved it. See, I could have done Rob Zombie, and that's what I probably should have done for the, no, the middle-aged right. mummer, right? Darn it. If I had it all to do over again.
We can edit it. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just joking.
So you can you can listen to us any way that you can find out how. So we're not even going to go over all the options. There are so many. So, but we do appreciate your ears. We appreciate you guys listening. We always, ever since the first podcast, we bring it back to why we do this. We do this. We settled it for fun, fellowship together, you know, hanging out, doing something to do. It's our creative outlet. But what we want to really focus on is mental health and the importance of mental health, spotlighting that, helping each other. We help each other here. We want to help you guys. We know that we're all in this together. So we want to give out those hotlines. The Substance Abuse and Mental Health Hotline is 1-800-662-4357. The last four on that's HELP. You taking my picture? And national.
No.
Or the rat. Oh, it's the
rat. And the and then whatever this thing, hamster.
We have decorations, by the way, just so you know. We're not. This is not a real rat. And the National Prevention of Suicide Lifeline and Veterans Crisis Line is 1-800-273-8255. And the last four on that is TALK.
Good job.
Do you think so, really? I done good.
Just like
good
every time.
Man.
I get paid more, right? I double what you guys get paid.
The raise is coming. Oh, the raise is coming.
Checks in the mail.
You think you make a lot now.
Oh. People are like, nothing from nothing leaves nothing. I know that kind of math. I'm like, that's fuzzy saying, math.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Sean. That was, yeah.
You're most certainly welcome.
Well, I enjoyed it. I thought it was fun.
It was fun.
Talking about zombies. Brain.
Do you want to be one?
No.
No, me neither.
But, like I said, I feel like a zombie sometimes. I have the last 2 weeks. So.
Yeah, that's true. I understand that.
Nate, anything else you got to say here?
No, if we're done picking bones, I think that's a wrap.
You were afraid he wasn't thinking of something, right?
I know. I was like, wait a minute. No, I do.
That's his official wrap.
No, I know Nate's not going to let us down. He's ready.
Never. Never, never.
Look at him. He's got the
El Capitan over there.
The Nate laugh, huh?
El yeah. Capitan.
He's funny. Well, we want to thank you guys. As Sean said, we thank you so much for listening. And that was episode 29. We're starting to get into the 30s, guys.
Oh, my gosh.
Ooh,
just wait till we're in the hundreds.
Coming at
you. Oh, the thousands.
Yeah. Hundred.
And the infinities.
I'm probably alive.
Yeah, you're like, yeah. This is the old and creeped out, right?
Yeah.
Really be, old and
yeah.
creeped out.
Like I am already.
Be zombies then.
But no, thank you guys as always listening to us. We thank you so, so much. And we enjoyed doing this. So... until next time, creepies, Nate is your sound engineer. We are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged
and creeped out. Keep it creepy.